Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions and 21 topics covered in the last 7 blocks, going from Daf Nun Aleph all the way to Daf Nun Zayin. Here we go. Number 1. We're going to learn about Caesar being distressed about his vision and dreams. We learn that what you think about during the day is what one tends to dream about at night. That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 2. Why do we learn why Beis Hillel says one should place a wet napkin on a cushion, not on the table? That's on Daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 3. We're going to learn about the 8 places where miracles occurred that we should make a bracha on. That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do you learn about what one does if they forgot to make a bracha and they swallowed the food? That's on Daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which is greater, a bracha or saying Amen? Which Daf was that on? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Great. Number 6. We're going about dreaming of davening, where you dream that you're saying Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah or saying Kriyashma. That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Number 7, we're going about by head, you're the dream interpreter. We learn Kol Chalomos Holchin Achar Ped, that all dream interpretations go after the interpreter. That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 8, we're going about when tummy liquid touches either the inside or the outside of a kli. That's on Daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 9. We're doing about the 10 requirements for the Koshal Bracha. That's on Daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number 10. We're doing that one should make brachas on miracles. That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 11. We're doing about what it means when one makes up with a pasuk in his mouth that it's a minor nevuah. That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 12, we're doing about the importance of deriving benefit from the light one is making a bracha on. That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 13, we're doing about Hatavas Chalom, remedying a dream. That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 14, where do we have the Malcham Mavis sharing 3 things with Yeshubin Levi? One of them is that one shouldn't take a shirt from the butler in the morning. That's on Daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number 15. Where do we learn that one breaks a bracha only on a light that was lit for illumination? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Great. Number 16. Where do we learn about the wisdom of Bezalel, that he was able to join and combine the osios in the same way that Shemayim Ba'aretz were created? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 17. Which Daf do we learn the meaning of a well and a dream? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 18, where do we have the whole sikh about which comes first, the Kiddush Hayom or the Bracha on the wine, and the difference between Kiddush and Abdallah? That's on Daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 19, where do we learn about the 3 things that prolong life, such as extending one's time and davening? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 20, where do we learn about the things which are a 60th of something else, such as fire being a 60th of Gehenna? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. And finally, question number 21. What do you learn about the 4 people that have to bench Goma and the 3 people that need Shmira? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Great. Great. That concludes our Grand Pop Quiz. I'm sure you did extremely well. But remember, you can come back to this during the week to practice and to sharpen your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.